It was a White House ceremony the president clearly enjoyed, paying tribute to this year's winners of the Kennedy Center Honors for the Performing Arts. Producer-director George Abbott, actress Lillian Gish, conductor Eugene Ormandy, clarinetist Benny Goodman, and dancer Gene Kelly. The president joked about 93-year-old George Abbott's awesome reputation on Broadway.
Mr. Abbott, I'm not sure enough yet about calling him George. I'm temporarily between engagements.
Mr. Reagan called the work of the five winners a spectacular display of talent, achievement, and integrity.
They reward our spirit by allowing us from time to time to mingle our everyday world with their world of pageantry and dreams. And how lucky we are that they're Americans. They've enriched us all.
The president and Mrs. Reagan then joined the five winners at a gala performance in their honor at the Kennedy Center Opera House. The weekend provided a short intermission in the president's diplomatic and political schedule. This week, Mr. Reagan will be playing host once again to a visiting chief of state, President Zia-ul-Haq of Pakistan. And politically, this is the week of decision for the president's MX missile program, which is scheduled to come up for a floor vote in the House. The president personally is expected to be lobbying for the MX right up to that vote. Robert Shackney, CBS News, the White House.